Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
The first 10 amendments to the Constitution, to our Constitution here in the United States, are what we refer to as the Bill of Rights. Today is Bill of Rights Day. Did you know that? Sadly, many of you do not know that today is Bill of Rights Day. Can't wait to talk to my children and find out a little bit about what they told them today in school, and hopefully they did. But written by James Madison, you know, there was let's just call it bones of contention between the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists back in the 1780s, late 1780s. And the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists kind of went at it, right? I'm going to give you the layman's terms here. And the Anti-Federalists, what they were fighting about and arguing about, what they were debating was whether or not there should be a Bill of Rights codifying a specific prohibition or specific prohibitions on governmental power. Federalists didn't want the Constitution, or didn't feel that the Constitution needed a Bill of Rights. They felt that the people and the states were going to be able to keep hold of any power that was not given to the federal government. Anti-Federalists, on the other hand, held and wanted that the Bill of Rights was necessary to safeguard our what? Our liberties in this country, our individual liberties. Madison was then a member who was then in the 1780s, 1787, he was a member of the House of Representatives. And he basically penned the Bill of Rights. And on December 15th, 1791, Virginia was the last state to ratify the Bill of Rights. And we're going to go through the Bill of Rights with you today. I see we, because I've got my great friend, and I can't think of anybody better to do this with today than the gun writer, Lee Williams, down in Sarasota, Florida, working at the Herald Tribune. So, Lee, how you doing, brother?
Good, man. How are you? Happy Bill of Rights Day.
Happy Bill of Rights Day. You don't hear a lot of people say that, right? We celebrate the Bill of Rights in this country. And later in the program, we're going to use some, let's just say, a conversation that I had earlier today when someone took the bait that I threw out intentionally. And I want to go through that conversation with you, and you'll understand. We're going to tie it all back together. You know how I like to do this? I like to go around, you know, get the hit round first, second, and the third, and bring it all home and tie everything together for you. That's what we're going to do today, Lee. But I'm going to start out with this. Now, this is an honor, brother. I'm going to start out reading the Bill of Rights today, the full text, and I'm going to start out with Amendment Number 1. And that means you get to read Amendment Number 2. And if I find out you're looking at something to read that, all right? Yeah, because I know you got a Constitution handy, but I know you don't need to. Let me start out with Amendment Number 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. That's Amendment Number 1. Lee, what is Amendment Number 2?
A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. My favorite words.
Exactly. Now, let's go back to quickly, we'll kind of hover over this one just briefly. But a well-regulated militia, listener, is you. Well-regulated, at the time the Constitution was written, meant well-armed and well-trained. That's what regulated meant. And one of the old terms that we like to use a lot is a well-regulated clock, for example. A well-regulated militia in full working order, ready to roll and to muster at any time, is what a well-regulated militia is. So the right of people, you, to keep and bear arms so that you could, if needed, be called to action. Lee, did you want to add anything else to that?
Yeah, there's the people who don't understand that Second Amendment struggle with the word regulated. They think it means in the National Guard or things like that. No, you nailed it. It means the public, you and me, and that's exactly what it means. It doesn't mean anything else.
If you want to see a great example of that, I've often highlighted or pointed out to you the movie The Patriot. Lee, I know you've seen The Patriot. But
love
there
it.
Is a particular scene. It's a great movie. There's a particular scene when Heath Ledger, the son, fighting alongside his father, goes into the church and musters up the militia and calls them to arms with their own guns. This is the militia. And this is a prime example of it. If you haven't seen the movie, watch it. It's fantastic. And take note of that scene. Well regulated. That's the Democrats. They're trying to hijack the Constitution from 226 years ago to somehow claim that regulated means government control. They clearly need to go back and study some of their history. All right, you read number two, so I'm going to read number three. No soldier shall, in time of peace, be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. In other words, you can't take over my home, you army man, you. Lee, go ahead with number four.
The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
I would submit, Lee, that right after and right behind, all of the amendments are important, but number two protects the rest. But the Fourth Amendment is so vital. These are huge protections, formidable protections for American citizens under our U.S. Constitution. Would you agree with that, that this one ranks pretty high up there?
Bud? Very high. And at the time it was written, completely unheard of. If you were on the king's payroll, you could demand entry anywhere. This was unheard of. This gave every man a castle. This is such a beautiful document. It made every man's home his castle. From which
and protected it.
Doctrine. Yeah.
And protected it from the king's men. That's why this was so vital and so important. Amendment number five, another very important. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on presentment of indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land of naval forces or in the militia when in actual service in time of war or public danger. Nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy, that's double jeopardy, of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. Critical back in the time this was written because the king's men could take any damn thing they wanted. And this codified that that was no longer possible. Lee?
And they also could compel testimony and compel, using it as a nice word, they could force testimony out of someone. Number six, in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Beautiful.
You don't think that's important? Ask any human being languishing in a North Korean penitentiary, or think about it for a second. In Mexico, languishing in a prison without being told why they're there. These protections were unheard of at the time they were written, and they are beautifully written. Just brilliant. Just brilliant. Okay, that was number six. Let's go to number seven. In suits at common law where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise reexamined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law. Now, you know, I think to use the liberal ideology of the day today, we should probably go back and change the $20. I mean, you know, the founding fathers had no idea what inflation was going to be like in today's day and age. They certainly didn't anticipate that we would have guns that are more powerful than theirs, and they certainly didn't anticipate the internet. You see where we could go with this, Lee? This is strict constructionist is so important. What did the document mean at the time of our founding? Go ahead.
Number eight, excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. Another rarity at the time.
You mean the king can't take us out into the town square and cut our head off for no reason?
Nope.
Wow, that's interesting. I didn't know. Yeah, wow, okay. Amendment number nine. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. You know, we don't talk about the Ninth Amendment enough. And the Ninth Amendment basically says, this ain't all of it, baby.
Yeah.
There are other inherent rights that human beings have. This doesn't spell out all rights. This is just the top 10 we're giving you here. Go ahead.
Number 10, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people.
Oh, the 10th Amendment.
States' rights. States' rights.
States' rights. We are, the timing of that was perfect, was absolutely perfect. And we could go through the 10th Amendment. We could go through the McDonald case. We can go through many arguments through the 10th Amendment. All of this is beautifully written. I hope you read the Bill of Rights to your kids today. If they didn't in school, and they should have, and if they didn't in school, find out if they did or didn't, and call a teacher, call a principal, ask them why they didn't. It's Bill of Rights Day.
It's a national day. That's a great point.
It absolutely should be done. Ask them why they didn't do it. Lee, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about constitutional rights and what it means to us, and I'll give you some information from a conversation I had earlier from some idiot who took the bait. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Attention gun owners, can you say with 100% confidence that your family and home are safe? What if you're forced to pull the trigger? Do you know exactly what to say when the police arrive? Look, these are important things every responsible gun owner needs to know. And you'll find all the answers in the USCCA's Complete Firearms and Family Defense Guide. But you're about to miss your chance to get yours completely free. In your 164-page guide and free audiobook, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to responsibly own and store a gun even if you have little kids, and more. But they're only offering this to my listeners for a few more days. If you want your free copy, you must hurry. If you act fast, you'll even get a bonus gun buying checklist. Simply head over to armedandresponsible.com right now to get yours before it's gone. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. For the 164-page guide and free audiobook, armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to 1of4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, gun owners, I want you to be able to say with 100% confidence that your family and your home are safe. And I know what I want you to know what to do. Sean, I'm getting a little loop back if you could. That should get there. You go. What if you're forced to pull the trigger? I want you to know what to do in that case. What if you're forced to have to pull a trigger? Do you know exactly what to say when the cops arrive? You've been hearing me talk about this before. That's why I love this, because it's back, because you wanted it back. It's huge. Thank you for that. But do you know exactly what to say when the police arrive? I'm so thrilled to be able to give this back to you again. Look, because these are important things that you have to know as a gun owner. And you're going to find all the answers in the USCCA's Complete Firearms and Family Defense Guide. I've been telling you, it's back. It is back. Don't miss the chance to get it completely free. Again, it's not going to be here for good, okay? It's the 164-page guide and the free audiobook that I recorded for you in my voice that will teach you how to detect attackers before they even see you. The safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant. I told you over the last few days, I put that to use every time I'm in a restaurant now, and you will too, I can promise you. How to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids. That's your responsibility, but you already know that, right? You have to know that. And there's a whole lot more it tells you. But it's only being offered to you, my listener, for just a few more days. If you want that free copy, you've got to hurry. Act fast. Get on the bonus. This is the bonus gun buying checklist. Many of you remember it was the home defense checklist. Now it's the bonus gun buying checklist you get. Simply head over to armedandresponsible.com right now to get yours before it's gone. Armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. If you have any difficulty whatsoever, and I mean any, downloading anything from the site, armedandresponsible.com, I want you to send me an email personally, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and I will respond to you with a link. It might take some time. I get a lot of email, but I promise you I will get back to you with that link, mark@armedamericanradio.org. We'll go back to Lee, the gun writer, Williams. Lee, I want to focus on the Ninth Amendment for just a minute, okay? And part of the reason I want to do that is because there was a big bone of contention between the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists. Remember that?
Massive.
We don't need a Bill of Rights. Well, yes, we do need a Bill of Rights. No, we don't need a Bill of Rights. Well, some rights are so inherent, they don't even have to be written down. Kind of like food. Nobody has to write down that a human being needs food. The right to bear arms was thought of that way also. It was such an inherent right. This is the way we live. We don't have to protect it like that. So I'm going to go to findlaw.com, which has some great stuff about the Ninth Amendment. The language and history of the Ninth Amendment reveal that the framers of the Constitution believed that there are additional fundamental rights protected from governmental infringement, which exist alongside those fundamental rights specifically mentioned in the first 8 constitutional amendments. To hold that a right so basic and fundamental and so deep-rooted in our society as the right of privacy in marriage may be infringed because that right is not guaranteed in so many words by the first 8 amendments to the Constitution is to ignore the Ninth Amendment and give it no effect whatsoever. You see, that's why the Ninth Amendment was put into place, to say, hey, look, there are other rights out there, okay? It's not just these other 9. You got it? It's just not what's written here, not the 8 that came previously or the one that comes after it. So it's very, very important. Now, we could get into a whole different, we could get into a whole discussion about it. We're not going to debate it now, but read it. Read the Bill of Rights. Dig into it if you have a question, because I bet you haven't read it since you were a kid, and then you were probably forced to because you had to take a class, right, Lee? You had to get a grade.
Yeah, I got to say, brother, I have not read it in its entirety like this for a while, and that's my bad.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I'm glad we could do it, and I know that there are listeners out there who haven't heard the Bill of Rights. I probably haven't heard the Bill of Rights in its entirety ever. All right. But go in and research this stuff. All of the information is there. Remember, if you choose to remain ignorant with all of the information you have at your fingertips today, that makes you stupid. Frankly, don't be stupid. The answers are there for you. They're right there in your pocket on your phone. Go dig them up when you're bored. Find it. Learn some stuff. Understand what it is we talk about here on Armed American Radio and why we're allowed to talk about it on Armed American Radio, why we have a right to discuss it. All right? It's not privileges we're talking about. These are enumerated rights, fundamental, basic, enumerated rights, basic to your existence as a human being. Unfortunately, there are people out there, Lee, who don't understand that, do they?
No, and they'll take one and they'll misquote it or misinterpret it and use it to suit their needs, as the Giffords are doing with the 10th Amendment right now, saying that they can't, we can't have national reciprocity because it's a states' right issue.
Well, you know what is being overlooked here. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on that. On the I know you're using it as an example. It's really easy for me to go over to the concealed carry reciprocity because it's so important, and there are so many dynamics in play right now, particularly with Alabama and Moore's loss, and the Democrat down there who is very short-lived in Alabama. I can promise you that he's not going to be around long. He'll be out in the next election. Alabama's a very conservative and a gun-friendly state. Moore was a very flawed candidate, so that whole thing is in play. But the national reciprocity deal, I just want to say one thing on get your comment on, because we haven't talked about it on the air, and that is that I know you'll agree with me that Mitch McConnell has got to move on this thing right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, before Jones is seated, correct?
Right now. We got to get it through. We got to have that thing scheduled immediately.
Do you have any inside dope as the gun writer? Can you give us any indication? Or just tell us what you think. What do you think Mitch McConnell is going to do at this stage of the game?
I got to think that the pressure mounting on him is taking a toll. I got to think he's going to do it. It's, in my opinion, it's one of the most important pieces of legislation I've ever seen. So he's got to feel some of that heat. Of course, it would help if people let him know that by reaching out. And I always say when you're contacting a lawmaker, don't do a phone call, don't do an email, send a piece of paper. The written correspondence gets their attention a lot more, regardless of the level, local, state, or federal, than an email or a phone call will do. Send him a letter.
There's a song that has that in it. Send him a letter. Probably lots of songs that have that in it. But it's true. I say the same thing. And I have before. I can promise you a handwritten letter winds up on someone's desk.
Definitely.
It doesn't wind up in the garbage. It winds up on someone's desk. And they do get read. And they have a much greater impact than an email, which gets thrown into a tally, quite frankly. And let's face it, if you work with any pro-rights organization and you're asked by that organization to contact your legislators now that we're getting ready to go to this particular place at this bill in the legislative process, we need you to step up, you'll find that you're all sending the same form, okay? Dear so-and-so, so-and-so, I please do this, 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 and this. It's a form letter from that group. And while that's great, it tallies up the numbers, it doesn't tell the tale of the tape. And a heartfelt response to someone in a position of power actually does. It actually matters. Whether it matters to Mitch McConnell or not, I don't know. I can't jump in Mitch McConnell's head or his heart, but I would ask that you do it. Very, very important that national reciprocity move before Doug Jones is seated. I'm optimistic about it still. That hasn't wavered, Lee, before we go to the break. But if we have to do it after he's seated, that optimism begins to wane somewhat as I continue to think about it, and hopefully Mitch doesn't let that happen. Lee, we're getting ready to go to a break. When we come back, I want to read you an email that I got from someone and why it prompted me to troll out there a tweet and get a response, which I did. It was real easy to do. Throw the line out, reel it in, let it sit. Pretty soon the bobbers started moving and whoosh, hooked. I'll tell you what I'm talking about when we come back. We'll analyze it with Lee, the Gunwriter Williams.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back." and then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The self-defense shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA self-defense shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom in dozens and dozens of cities around the country. To all of you who listen to the show and tune in and write, I appreciate it very much. I get a number of emails around this time of year, around the holidays, in particular Thanksgiving, because it's a big family gathering. Everybody sits down at that big table. And then I get a few more around Christmas time, but not as much as Thanksgiving. And they go something like this. I'll just kind of sum them all up and paraphrase without pointing to one email in particular. They say, "Hey, man, I've got a big gathering at my house this week. My brother-in-law is going to be there. He hates my guns." And I think I've read you a couple of these before in the past. And in fact, I think I read you one or two of them prior to this past Thanksgiving. And I get that a lot. Or, you know, my sister won't come to my house for Christmas dinner because I'm always armed and she doesn't like my guns. To which my response is, "Well, tell her go to Denny's. You know, it's your house. You do what you want." But I'll digress. You get the point. And a lot of you ask that question. A lot of you ask that question. Sean, you wanted to say something? You said you what?
I second just what you said, because if someone told me something like that, I'd be like, you know what? Fine, just stay away. Bye. End the conversation.
One less mouth I have to feed, more turkey for me.
Thank you.
No problem. And an extra glass of wine. Well, Lee Williams, the gun writer, when I get an email like that around the holidays, I figured, you know what? I can turn this into a segment on the show. So what I did was I threw out a tweet today, and I was fishing. I was trolling. It says, today is a fifth anniversary. This was yesterday. Fifth anniversary of Pound Sandy Hook. Unfortunately, the same people who want armed police when they themselves need help refuse to support arming and training school staff. And I attached a photograph that says, which of these signs will prevent another tragedy? The sign on the left was just, of course, the red slash through the gun and the knife. All weapons are prohibited on these premises. And then, of course, the sign on the right. Staff heavily armed and trained. Any attempt to harm children will be met with deadly force. And I got a response back. Someone took the bait pretty quick. It's not about putting up signs. It's about regulating weapons altogether. You really think arming teachers and giving them rudimentary training, in quotes, will turn them into calm, collected, and precise, quote-unquote, defenders? Hint, it won't. So here we've got instantly a know-it-all liberal who knows everything. No teacher can be trained. Nobody. Unless they're cops, they can't possibly be trained. So I responded, said the person, with no solution. You're naive enough to believe you can regulate weapons from criminals? Hint, you can't. You would rather leave our children absolutely defenseless with zero chance? Question mark. You hide behind your ignorance. I'll trust armed, trained defender any day. Now, boom, there went the debate, or the engagement, because I engaged intentionally. And I generally don't with idiots like this. But I did this for a purpose today. Lee, you read the series of tweets. What was your takeaway?
Well, I would do anything for your brother, but this is almost above and beyond. Reading Misha's warped view of reality, German liberal, and I'm half German. It was just a waste of space, and you could tell the guy is just a consummate troll. He's been on there for 6 years on Twitter. Joined in 2011. He's got 466 followers. I looked through some of his followers and who he's following. Seems to be enjoying the resistance groups, and a lot of gamers play into his friends on Twitter. I got to tell you, you handled it masterfully. I really enjoyed your argument, and when you engage anybody like this, they can't respond to a logical conversation. So he, of course, drops low and starts throwing out the profanity and not answering questions or not engaging in an honest debate.
Nor was I. I actually wasn't engaging in an honest debate. I was getting him to go in a direction I wanted him to go, and I was successful in doing that. Because, you see, after I replied, said the person with no solution, which was attempted. That was my attempt to bait the guy, and it worked. He responds back, there is a solution. Regulate your effing guns. So here comes the profanity. So I said to him, he said, start with the semi-automatic stuff. Mentally unstable people have way less access to guns in countries which have regulations. Hence, these countries have a lot fewer mass shootings. This is fact and not all that difficult to do. So now I said, now this is where I wanted him to go, which was the intent of my original tweet. I said, regulate how? Don't just toss out words. Tell me how you want to regulate. Explain yourself. You can do it. Say it. I want him to explain. And I've told you, listener, over the years, this is my answer to you when I get those emails. When you say to me, what do I say? How do I do? Understand one thing. Lee, you'll agree with me. You can't argue with stupid. It's impossible. No. You're not going to win a quote-unquote debate. There is no debate. The liberal friend is operating off of emotion. They're not. That's the disease known as liberalism that takes away the ability to think and rationalize. You cannot win an argument with that person. So what you want to do is exactly like I've been telling you. Tilt your head and look at them like a chihuahua. Hey, take your tongue out a little bit and roll your eyes and go, oh, I'm here to listen to you. Tell me what you want me to do. And you're going to get responses like this. Keep them from buying semi-automatic rifles, for example, sometimes even without any registration. Why does anyone need a gun like that? This is paranoia at its best. And don't come waving your 2A rights. These are 230 years old. Different times, totally different guns. Lee, you read that. What was your initial thought?
He's another piece of Euro trash who wants to trash our rights, doesn't understand them, has some kind of weird hate relationship with the fact that we have rights they definitely don't have in Germany. None. No Second Amendment. Gun ownership is extremely expensive, can be used for hunting or by the uber elite, ultra rich. And they have this weird, like I said, it's a fascination, a sick fascination with them, and they've never, something they've never themselves enjoyed.
Well, that's where their fascination comes from. They're treated like little children. They don't have the freedom we have, and as a result of that, psychologically, they lash out at what they can't get. If I can't have it, nobody should have it, and this is the quintessential socialist, communist, Marxist mindset. Remind me. Didn't we save Western Europe twice from Germany, both times with American guns? Or am I missing something?
No, you're not. And this guy should learn his history a little bit better, too. His hometown, Zwickau, had the Flossenbürg concentration camp right in there, and which we liberated through the force of American arms, but not until after 30,000 people were dead, were murdered in that camp, right where he lives. And how did that get into play? Well, one of the first things Hitler did was disarm the populace.
And he did it quite effectively, I might add.
Yeah.
Now, here, I want to keep the tweet in mind because this is, first of all, I don't care what a German citizen thinks about my right to bear arms. I couldn't care less. I couldn't care what a Brit thinks. I don't care. It makes no difference to me in my life whatsoever. Whatever, say what you want, you disarmed subject, you. I really couldn't care less. But what he was trying to do, I actually thought he was intellectually debating with me. And here's what he said. Remind you, I said, don't just toss out words. Regulate how. Tell me what you want to do. What do you want to do? And he said, keep them from buying semi-automatic rifles, for example, sometimes even without registration. And I said, okay, you're right. You're right. My rights expire after a few years, all of them, or just the one you don't like. Cut the BS. Answer my question. Tell me how. Would registration keep someone from killing another human being? Quit playing games. I'm asking you for a solution. Give me a solution, please. And he says to me, I answered your question. You don't seem to care. His answer was keep them from buying. You see, they can't provide a solution. Lee, go ahead.
It's a specious argument at best. And it's like they want to try magic. Oh, well, we'll just use magic and maybe that'll make all the bad men stop buying guns. Like you said, there's no way to answer that. Criminals don't follow the law. They're not going to register their arms. They're not going to buy them from a gun store. They're going to steal them or get them on the street. And these people, that's their Achilles heel. They've never understood that because they live in this weird utopia where everybody does what they're told. And that's very prevalent in Germany. Been over there a lot. There's still this respect for the government, respect for the law, almost a fear at times. But there's still a huge criminal element over there, too.
Hold on, Lee. When we come back, I'm going to get right to the crux here because I want you, listener, to follow along. This is where we're going to round third base and head to home. Here's what you can get your relatives to do, just like I did with this guy. It's very simple. You can lead him right to the trough back after this. Oh, my God, this is so much fun. Oh!
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, gun owners, I want you to be able to say with 100% confidence that your family and your home are you safe. You know the drill. I've asked you, and I'm going to continue to ask you, what if you're forced to pull the trigger? Do you know what to say when the cops arrive? Because guess what? They're coming. These are very important things that every single responsible gun owner needs to know, and you'll find all the answers in the USCCA's Complete Firearms and Family Defense Guide. You're going to miss the chance, though, if you don't jump on it quick. It's completely free. Get it free. The 164-page guide and the audiobook that I recorded for you. You know what I tell you. Detect attackers before they see you, where to sit in restaurants, how to store your gun safely, even if you have little kids. But they're only going to be offering this, the USCCA, that is, to you, my listener, for just a few more days. If you want your free copy, you've got to hurry. Act fast. You'll get the bonus gun buying checklist. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now to get yours before it's gone. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Let's go right back to one of my favorite people of all time, a dear friend, and that's Lee, the gun writer, Williams. Lee, I want to go back to this tweet for just a second because this is why I did this. It's so predictable. The Democrat socialist is no different than the European socialist. They're all one and the same. It's the same mentality, okay? And it's so easy to lead them right down this path. As again, I said, yeah, you're right. He wants to keep us from buying semi-automatic rifles. No one needs that, he said. I said, you're right. My rights expire after a few years, right? He says he answered the question. Well, he didn't. He just said keep people from getting them. So I said, look, I must have missed your brilliant answer. Let me make it easy for you. And this is what I want you to do with your relatives, okay? Pay very, very careful attention and do it politely. Don't stoop to their level when they start yelling at you and calling you names, because that's what they're going to do. Know it going in. Know it going in. Stay calm and say this. Look, I must have missed your brilliant answer. Let me make it easy for you. You can just say yes or no. Are you saying America should ban and take away all the semi-automatic stuff, quote-unquote, you were referring to, that muskets would be okay? That's it? Just make it easy. Yes or no? Lee, his response was, given that's the first time you've actually asked a yes or no question, it's the first time I can actually answer in that way. And it's a yes. Can you imagine someone with a musket walking into a school and kill 20 kids, shoot 59 people at a concert? Well, not possible, is it? So what you've got is the socialist gun-grabbing mentality that walked right into my argument. I just let him right. I said, here it is. Dangled his little carrot, and here you go, Pied Piper, right there, and boom, there you go. There's your answer. Go ahead.
Maybe you should let people like him, maybe we should all just let people like him choose the type of weapons we should have in our homes to defend ourselves. Because he's evidently some type of weapon expert, right?
Well, you know, he said that. He went there, and he said to me, I'm not saying take all of your guns away.
He's going to let us have some as long as they load from the front, right?
Yeah, he went on, of course, to predictably say that he wasn't trying to take our guns. There will always be people that break the law, and that that wasn't going to work. And he just backed himself right smack into a corner and then began using a bunch of cuss words at me and calling me every name in the book and telling me, go ahead, use this for your radio show and all your 17 listeners, but they're probably going to agree. So all he did was start throwing out personal attacks and start cussing, because that's all they can do, because they can't answer logic. It's simple as that. And you can back your relatives into a corner and do it expertly. As you get up and they're calling you names, you can wink over at your other brother and head up and get yourself another bourbon, knowing that you won, they lost. Simple as that. Particularly, they won if they get it walk. You won if you got it. If they get it walk away. Go ahead.
Well, when they get classy like that and start flying and flinging the profanity at you, that's a win, bro. You know right away you won. You frustrated him. He cannot continue to argue logically. So out come the words that I'm not permitted to say, even though I say them all the time.
Yeah, it's all the expletives that start flying. But it's fun. It's easy to do. It's very, very logical. And the next thing you know, I'm a blank person and all that. You know how that stuff works. But it was interesting to see how individuals go right back to the, because it was easy to back them. I said, oh, so you want to ban all of our guns? You want to take everything away from us? You understand there are hundreds of millions. See, then that's where I just said, hey, got to go to work. Thanks for playing along. Have a great day. And I'll see you on the radio. And that's when all the cuss words started flying, because you just can't handle it. But anyway, a tremendous amount of fun, Lee. And I'm glad you saw that today, and I'm glad we had an opportunity to talk about it, and I'm glad we could give some advice to listeners. That's real simple. Just maintain your cool and let them back themselves and paint themselves right smack into a corner.
I think you handled that masterfully, as I said earlier. That was fun, and I was just kind of half-teasing about the struggle I had reading it. It was actually pretty good.
It was funny. Your response was hilarious. I got a kick out of that when I saw your tweet. Oh, no, I'm going to have a tough time not being able to use 60% of my vocabulary on Armed American Radio today. Wow. Hey, Lee, what's going on with the gun writers stuff? First, before I go there, what do you think is going to happen? Let's go back to reciprocity for just a second. I want your gut feeling as the gun writer. You've been doing this your whole life, your whole adult life. You've been informing, educating, and entertaining us as the gun writer at the Herald Tribune. On reciprocity that's out of the House, I know you agree with me that it's the single best pro-gun rights bill I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Yep.
What do you think is going to happen? What's your gut opinion? Is this going to make it to Trump's desk?
I'm a glass half full kind of guy. I think it's going to go. I think with the fixed Nick stuff on there, we've got a sop to the other team. I think it's going to go. And I'm not willing to accept otherwise, brother, at least not yet.
I'm with you on that. I'm still very optimistic. Sean asked a very pointed question during one of the breaks during this hour. He said, hey, I wouldn't be surprised to see the National Reciprocity Bill very quietly be attached over to the tax bill.
Yeah.
And we contacted Neil, my man up in Washington, D.C., who's in the offices up there in Capitol Hill. He said that would not happen because it was too late as it came out of conference. So I didn't have a whole lot of time because I was in between the breaks, but I'm thinking about bringing Neil to the program this weekend to discuss that. The tax bill is going to be heard on the floor next week. So McConnell clearly understands that he's lost that seat, and he better get this thing moving now. And, you know, Rubio and a couple of the others are doing the same thing, and I'm hoping they feel the same way about national reciprocity, but I don't know how committed Mitch McConnell is to my Second Amendment rights, Lee. I just don't.
And that's one of the most disturbing things that there is about it. And it's disturbing to hear you say that, but I would agree wholeheartedly. He's an unproven commodity, or we could go worse.
Yeah, it's disturbing to hear you agree with me on that.
Yeah,
frankly.
I wish I could disagree, but I really can't.
I'd like to hear a definitive no to something like that. But, you know, again, we throw those feelers out. We get what we get. All right, Lee, what's going on over at thegunwriter.com as you get ready to kick off your weekend?
We talk about this week the importance of taking a TAC med class or a tactical medicine class. We hooked up with a group, D-Day Response Group, that's D-D-E-Y, out of the other side of Florida over in Fort Stewart. It's a group of trainers together. They have seven retired Special Forces medics. And if you've been in the military, a Special Forces medic, those guys are rock gods. It's the longest course in Special Forces 18 series world. It's 2 years long. They're not only are they taught surgery, dentistry, veterinary care, they learn sanitation. These guys are incredible healers, and they're steely-eyed killers as well. Well, the TAC Med class is about how to use your firearm, how to shoot, move, and communicate, but also how to save a life. And I'll be auditing one of their classes, hopefully in the near future. If you have a gun, if you carry concealed, remember your training never stops. Take a tactical med class. You never know. The life you might save might be your own. You slap on a tourniquet, or you can save one of your loved ones. It doesn't have to be a gunfight. People get hurt all the time. A tactical med class, super huge, super important. Those guys in Stewart are a good base of knowledge there, and we're very happy we linked up with them.
I am looking forward to reading the report from that, because you well said that is very important. And I want to ask you, listener, do you take just a basic emergency kit with you to your indoor range when you go shooting? If you're outside on your property, do you have something there if you're out shooting with your son or daughter? Hey, you know, Lee, we got to cut it loose because we're getting ready to end it right now, but we're going to be back again, obviously, on Armed American Radio's MonsterCast. People can find you at thegunwriter.com. It's pretty easy. thegunwriter.com. You can even access it from your computer in Germany, should you so desire. thegunwriter.com. Lee Williams, thanks, brother, for everything you do. Love you to death. Have a great weekend. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you every day, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club, no matter where you happen to reside. No self-respecting caveman would have ever done it. Have a great day. I'll see you on the radio. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun.